This is Earth and Sky. Over 3,000 communities in the U.S. rely on the natural services of soils, roots, ferns, and leaves to absorb water, then slowly release it to underground and surface streams.
In other words, forested watersheds help provide the drinkable water we humans need. But where there's forest, there's also sometimes fire. Deborah Martin is with the U.S. Geological Survey in Boulder, Colorado. She talked with us about the effect of wildfire on forested watersheds.
One is that you lose a lot of the organic material that intercepts the rainfall, and the other is that you change the characteristics of the soil itself so that you actually get more runoff from burned areas.
And more flooding. After a wildfire, the type of rock in a burned area determines the extent of erosion. In a burned area dominated by relatively soft sedimentary rock,
they get what they call debris flows, which are huge mass movements of sediment that carry boulders the size of VWs down into some of these canyons that are below the burned area.
Martin says that after a fire, local authorities might shut off an intake into the water supply system to prevent ash and sediment from filling the reservoir. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.